It's my pleasure to welcome Lorna Golombek. She is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5's Morning Magazine on our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellbeing in her role as a health and wellness coach. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Lorna, last time we talked, we had a little chat about consistent ways to get our bodies moving. What topics are we going to be learning about today?
Well, Rosemary, today we're going to talk about that mysterious word, mindfulness, the benefits of practicing it, and how to do this in a way that feels best for us individually.
Great. That sounds a little bit interesting. So let's dive right into it.
So we're going to embark on a journey into the intriguing world of mindfulness, exploring the benefits of personalized mindfulness and how we can integrate it into our lives. It resonates uniquely for each of us. So what exactly is mindfulness? Well, it's about purposefully becoming aware in the moment, moment by moment. And in this awareness, we become non-judgmental, accepting what's happening around us. So it can open up a space for who we truly want to be. So we can consider an example, the interplay between temperature and mood and bringing it into our day. So in our Australian summers, instead of labeling it with love or hate, like or dislike, in that heat, we can simply acknowledge the present moment. And in this present moment, I am hot and it feels like this. Mm-hmm. So that enables us to kind of just acknowledge it without attaching an emotion to it. So for us, in terms of how it actually works in our brain, I've got lots of complex structures and it plays a pivotal role in it. So the amygdala, which is likened to an alarm button, is a highly reactive center in the brain, especially in activators or those with a hunter mindset. And it mindfulness can act as a damper on this alarm button, increasing the connection between the reasoning of our brain and can help filter between instant reactions and the words that eventually come out of our mouths. And intriguingly, mindfulness not only decreases gray matter in the amygdala, the alarm button, it also increases gray matter in the executive functioning area of our brain, which is reasonable. So this can help improve our thinking, analysis, intentional decision making. It can enhance working memory, perception of the pain in our brain by changing neural pathways, and it can even decrease anxiety. So we're not going to confuse it with meditation. They are distinct but overlapping. And mindfulness is definitely a quality that can be applied to various aspects of our lives, including conversations, while meditation is a practice that we engage in, sometimes incorporating future visioning.
Wow. I'm going to ask you to stay with me for a moment longer, Lorna. We'll just go to a song break and then we'll come right back because this is too interesting not to finish the whole story. You're happy to do that?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Now we're back with Lorna Golombek. Please finish talking to us about mindfulness, Lorna.
Sure. So we're going to delve into how mindfulness can align with different personality types and their unique needs for health and well-being. So for activators and connectors who thrive on playing and fun, embodying mindfulness through movement is key. So they can find joy by being in the moment, engaging in mindful activities without turning everything into a competition, as they tend to often do. Mm-hmm. Connectors also love visual stimuli. And so we can help them enhance their mindfulness through looking at the beauty of flickering candles or captivating images. They can be very distractible visually. So using the power of visuals can actually help them engage in their mindfulness. And then diplomats can often dwell in the past, so they can benefit from frequent changes in their routine, such as listening to different types of music. And nature, with its timeless presence, also serves as a very powerful anchor for them in the now. And then our beautiful guardians, they're very orientated towards the past, but gratitude can actually help integrate mindfulness with their gratitude practices at any time. And that can actually help them connect with past, but bringing it into the present. And again, similar to diplomats, connecting with nature with echoes of the past can make perfect sense for them. And then our crusaders, who are always very future-focused and task-orientated, they may occasionally need a break. Engaging in simple repetitive tasks or mindful stretching can help them find balance and recharge. And then our senses, who often live in their minds, can uplift their moments with symbols that hold meaning. And limiting their information intake in their mindfulness practice and focusing on the breath are really valuable techniques for them to use. So how can you get started on your personalized mindfulness journey? Well, you can use prompts or tech reminders for the crusaders and senses. For diplomats and guardians, they could actually start the day with a long intention for what they want the rest of the day to look like and notice as that happens. And connectors and activators can join groups for shared activities or use little self-love notes as reminders to really enjoy every part of their personality and interaction with others. So in conclusion, instead of adhering to a one-size-fits-all approach dictated by the latest social media guru, I encourage you to be yourself and find the way that feels best for you. Explore and experiment with mindfulness tailored to your unique needs and witness the transformative impact it can have on your life. Thank you so much for listening, and may your journey to personalized mindfulness bring you peace, clarity, and fulfillment.
Thanks very much, Lorna. We've certainly enjoyed listening to you today talking about mindfulness, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next time.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. Take care.